Good evening, everyone. Our speaker tonight is Colby Volkmer. He was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska, and has three sisters. Colby's a senior here at Pius and has enjoyed being involved in campus ministry, football, and basketball. Please welcome Colby.
Thank you. Growing up, I was a part of a practicing Catholic family. We went to Mass every Sunday, we prayed the rosary occasionally as a family, and on every long road trip. My parents were amazing examples and still are amazing examples of how to live out the Catholic faith. I learned so much about the faith from them, and I'm blessed to have received such amazing parents. Though we did all of this, I never really understood the faith or why we did certain things until I got a little older. Also, while I was growing up, sports were a huge part of my life, and I was naturally an extremely competitive person. I played football, basketball, soccer, baseball, and ran track, and was extremely competitive in these sports, even way too much so. I would take this to the extreme, and often would get really worked up over these sports. I held myself to way too high of a standard for how young I was, and if these were not met, I would get extremely mad and upset with myself and with my teammates. For those of you who do not know me that well, I still struggle with excessive anger over small things, and it's truly been something I've been trying to get over. As I continued to grow up, as mentioned before, I started to understand the faith more and more. I started praying independently and taking the faith more seriously. Then COVID hit, and this was a strange time in my life, as it was for everyone else. During this time, it seemed that as if I was growing closer to God, but at the same time, I started frequently sinning with things like lust and anger. Just know that you are not alone in this battle. Despite what Satan tries to tell you, this is just a problem that you have, it's not, and there are others who are also struggling. And I want to tell you that you can overcome it. This awkward period of my life continued into high school. At this point, like everyone else, I was trying to navigate high school for the first time, and I brought a whole new set of challenges. At the beginning of high school, the first sport I played was football, and as many of you know, this is my favorite sport. I was taking on the burden of learning how to play quarterback head-on after having never played the position before. Before this time, I was a tight end, but I always had a good arm, and this is my chance to finally play the position I'd always dreamt of playing. For those who do not know much about football, trying to learn how to play quarterback after having never played before it was a challenge. Quarterback is arguably the hardest position in all sports, and of course, I wanted to be the best I could possibly be at this position and one day play in college. As you can imagine, I struggled initially, and there were plenty of times where I was really hard on myself. There were even many times where I second-guessed myself and wanted to quit altogether. I had it in my head that I was going to just step immediately in and be amazing at this new position. This obviously was not the case. I made the mistake of putting all my self-worth into how well I performed on the field. All this did was make me unhappy and unpleasant to be around. Even when I performed well, the joy that it gave me was short-lived and did not make me as happy as I was unhappy after not performing well. This continued into sophomore year when I started on varsity for the first time. This was another painful year as I struggled mightily and I had to learn many hard lessons along the way. During this time, I felt as if I started drifting further away from God as I put all my time and effort into football and lost sight of what mattered the most. Many times I'd be mad not just at myself for underperforming, but also at God because I loved the sport so much and I kept coming up short. The joy that I was supposed to be experiencing from playing the sport was not there anymore. During the sophomore season, I was at a low place mentally and spiritually. When I was low, Satan preyed upon me, and I would fall short of my temptations and not look to God. Satan is like a lion stalking his prey. He doesn't attack right away when we are in a good place mentally and spiritually. He waits until we are weak and vulnerable. Then he attacks and hopes we fall. God has simply become an afterthought for me at this time. That offseason, I wanted to work, and I put a lot of time to improve and be the best player I could possibly be. I made the journey up to Omaha twice a week to train. It was dedicated to my craft. That summer, I spent time traveling to camps in Iowa, South Dakota, Kansas, and Oklahoma. During this time, I was exposed to some of the best competition in the country as I tried to get the attention of college coaches, and ultimately, I ended up being discouraged when I couldn't get attention from the schools that I really wanted to play at. I got in my head, and it just ended up making me very anxious, and I compared myself to others. My junior season was extremely important for recruiting, and I really needed to have a good season. This thought was stuck in my head for the entirety of the season. It made me extremely anxious and took any joy that I may have had. This mindset ended up taking a toll on my performance. Though I played better than the previous year, I still had some rough games, and again, it took a toll on me mentally and spiritually. I again fell into the same habits as last season, and I was overall just a very unhappy and worrisome person. The sport that I loved was destroying me from the inside out, and it continued to bring me further and further from God. I was just worried about playing in college and that I wouldn't be able to play somewhere I wanted to play at. My entire junior year, I was very anxious about the future, and while I tried praying and being closer to God, I continued to fall in habitual sins, and I was very lukewarm in my faith. During this time, the only thing I thought would make me truly happy would be to get an offer to play football in college. My dad and I traveled everywhere in the fall and spring to various schools, and after visiting many schools, the thought of eventually picking a school only added to the anxiety that I was already experiencing during this time. In April, my wish of getting an offer came true, and I got my first offer to Wayne State. Though it brought me joy, I still felt empty and that something was missing. I thought surely that committing to a school would make me truly happy. After this happened, I went to my first restore and I listened to the testimony given. This inspired me to eventually share my story. This prompted me to start taking my faith life, more seriously, and I genuinely remember having a surreal experience where it felt as if I was being filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time. This summer, I tried to grow closer to God by praying more and going to confession more frequently. I felt as if I was making progress. I went through the summer, got a few more offers from camps, and they only brought me short-lived joy. After my recruiting process ended, I ended up committing to Wayne State because they had awesome coaches that made me feel truly wanted. This made me feel amazing initially, and I thought that this is what I was missing. After a short period of time, I still felt empty inside, and I thought that someone was missing. I had forgotten about the experience that I had back in April, my first restore, and the fulfillment and peace that it brought me. I thought back to that experience, and I remember it being one of the only times throughout my entire junior year where I felt no anxiety for once, and for once I was fulfilled. I then realized that I needed to invest more time than I already was into my relationship with God. Since that point, I've been trying, and it has not been easy, and I still fall short. I felt like a hypocrite when I would fall. How can I say that I love God and I continue to live a sinful life and return to the same sins that I continuously commit? Through all of this, I continue to push through my faith. Finally, my senior season rolled around and I was excited to prove what I was capable of. Unfortunately, I got hurt early on in the season and I had to miss a few weeks. While I was frustrated, I ultimately felt a peace that I had not felt in any of the other 3 years. I took this opportunity to be a better teammate and help out the younger players more. This gave them a chance to show their talents more while also helping coach them up. When I came back, I felt more confident in myself, and even when faced with adversity, I did not fall away from God, as I knew it was all part of His plan. After playing football at Pius for 4 years, this taught me a great deal of how to deal with adversity and how to overcome struggles. There were many times where I wanted to give up early on, but I kept pushing through. The thought that kept resounding in my mind that I was pushing away was that there was some reason that God wanted me to play quarterback at Pius and go through all the struggles I had to deal with. My spiritual life has been a struggle for much of high school, and I could take some of the lessons learned in football and apply them to my spiritual life. Initially, I didn't understand how good things could come from struggles, but then I thought of Jesus and His passion and death. Jesus, in His perfect love, was tempted in the garden, sweat blood, took a brutal beating, wore a crown of thorns, was mocked, carried a heavy cross, and had His hands and feet pierced, nailed to the cross, and He was ultimately crucified. This was the greatest struggle that anyone in mankind has ever gone through, something that we can never fathom. That example to me showed how struggles make things perfect, as Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. His struggle was our salvation. There have been many times where I fell, and I asked God to take away all the sins I was dealing with. If God wanted to, He could take away all the sins. Every time I asked Him, He gave me the same response, which was, "My child, those are not for me to take away, but for you to give up. I already chose you. It's time for you to choose me now. I know it will not be easy, but you must keep going. I believe in you." If God take away our sins and we didn't have to do anything, there would be no struggle for us. While our struggle is not getting crucified like Jesus, ours is overcoming sin and learning how to be made perfect in these trials here on earth. The struggle itself is proof that we are trying and proof of salvation. Proverbs 24, verse 16 through 18 says, "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. It is important to keep getting up after we fall and to never give up on our spiritual life. Like in football, when you get hit hard, you get up. When adversity strikes in the game, you got to keep going and not give up and keep faith that you will win the game. Just like when we fall, we must not wallow in shame and give up because that is what the enemy wants. We must keep getting up and not lose faith in our salvation. After a rough game, the best thing to do is watch film and learn where you messed up and how you can do better. Just like in our spiritual life, when we fall, we must think about what happened when we fell and how we can do better in the future. My faith journey has been nothing easy, and my journey will never be over. I know that I will fall, but as I mentioned before, it is all about getting up and never losing faith. Psalms 37:24 says, "Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand." God loves you so much that even though he knows that you will fall, he still desires you and wants you just as you are. Even if you are struggling mightily with something, and it seems like you have nothing left, just know that God loves you and will never give up on you. He sees you trying, and one day he will reward you. God has done so much for me, and he can do so much for you if you allow him to. I want it to be visible to others that he has done something for me, and that everyone may be able to see Christ when they encounter me. I genuinely want to apologize to anyone if they've encountered me within the last 3 or 4 years, and they did not see the face of Christ on me, or I led you away from God in any way. One last time, I want to remind everyone to keep going, to never give up in your faith, even if you are struggling, because you are made perfect in your trials, and that struggle is your salvation. Just like how I never gave up playing quarterback at Pius, and I went through immense trials, I struggled but ultimately never gave up my faith. Just keep going. That is my message to you. Thank you, and God bless.